This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We know how to make America healthy again. We know how to save billions of dollars a year in healthcare costs.
The Health Ranger Report.
There's just no political willingness to allow the truth to be stated.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Here's why the very idea of choosing a diet is essentially obsolete, because it's missing the biggest factor in all of food and nutrition and longevity. So whatever diet you might be following, whether it's a low-carb diet or, I don't know, Mediterranean diet, let's say, or a caveman diet or whatever, you know, there's a million diets out there. What you're missing, I mean, there's even the so-called Weight Watchers diet, which, of course, is a total joke. But what they're all missing is the idea of clean food. And the conclusion that I've come to after many, many years of being a food science researcher, a food science author, you know, lab science director, journalist, and so on and so forth, is that it almost doesn't matter what diet you choose. It doesn't matter if you're vegan, vegetarian, meat eater, combination, whatever. As long as it's about clean food, you're going to have better longevity, better disease prevention, better cognitive function, and so on. All of these diets that just focus on calories or carbs are nonsense, because for the most part, people are eating toxic glyphosate, because that's the common contaminant in wheat products and, you know, many different grains and cereals, for example. Or they're eating pesticides and different types of herbicides in various products, including vegetables and fruits. And meat products are usually contaminated with sodium nitrite, which is a cancer-causing chemical. And then a lot of these diets rely on, you know, low sugar products that are sweetened with toxic chemical sweeteners, such as, you know, various, well, aspartame and sucralose and saccharin and what have you. So a lot of people, they think they're following a diet that's going to ostensibly make them healthier, but what they're actually doing is eating a lot of really dirty, contaminated food. They're eating more pesticides or herbicides or various contaminants, and they don't even know it. And then they wonder why they don't feel better on the diet. They wonder why they're still getting sick. You know, why are they still getting diagnosed with cancer? What's the deal? And the answer is they're not eating clean food. Now, there's another big component to all of this. There are a lot of, let's call them food Nazis out there. I mean, I've been accused of being a food Nazi, even though I've never been, you know, dogmatic that you have to eat the way I do. I've always been very much pro free personal choice when it comes to food. But there are a lot of people who are food Nazis about things like only eating a vegan diet, for example. You know, or some people are only eating a raw food diet, or other people in their behavior, they only eat, you know, meat and milk and cheese, and they wonder why they have constipation and cancer and so on. But there are a lot of food Nazis out there, so to speak. Yet what I'm really finding is that there's no one diet that's right for everybody. There really isn't. You know, you've heard about the blood type diet, which is on the right track because your different body chemistry really affects the way your body burns different foods or processes or absorbs / assimilates different nutrients. And so if you're a type O person, as I am, then you're going to need probably a higher protein diet than someone who's a blood type A, for example. And there's a lot of truth to that, but it's not the final answer to everything. What I've come to find is that different people do differently on different diets, and you need to find what works best with you. And it's not just your body chemistry, it's also your level of physical activity. Because I know lots of people who do really well on a raw food vegan diet because they are like guru teachers. They meditate all day, you know, they teach, have little, you know, they have lessons and spiritual groups and so on. And that can work for them because they're not physically very active. There's nothing wrong with that if that's their lifestyle. But then they have people who are, let's say, working the gardens that are growing their raw food. And those people who are working the gardens, they're eating meat. Why is that? because they're doing physical labor. If you're working hard physically, you are probably going to need some kind of saturated animal fat in your diet, but you want it from a clean, clean source. You don't want dirty, contaminated animal food. And I discovered this too, and a lot of former raw food vegans discovered this as well, when they, like one guy I know moved up to Canada, went to a very cold climate and tried to continue the raw food diet, didn't work. Within a few weeks, he was doing warm bone broth soup in the middle of January just to not feel sick. Why? Because his body was cold all the time, cold from the raw foods, freezing, and didn't have the warmth and also the metabolic warmth that they talk about in Chinese medicine. Bone broth soup saved him and brought him back to health. And he's been healthy ever since, and he's no longer vegan. I used to be vegan. I used to be vegetarian at different times. And what I've come to learn since living on a ranch in Texas is that if you're going to work outside, if you're going to work hard, work with your body, your arms, work with animals, work with tractor equipment, things like that, you got to have muscle mass. You got to have some strength. You have to have more calories than someone who's on a plant-based diet. So what I do is I eat a lot of plant-based diet. I do smoothies, I do juicing, I do superfoods all the time, but I'm also getting some very clean, free-range beef, for example, from time to time. I'll do bone broth soup. I'll do organic meat products from time to time. I avoid sodium nitrite. I avoid CAFO, contain animal feeding operations. Is that what that stands for? Commercially produced beef and chicken and pork. Actually, I don't eat any pork at all. Just my choice. But I'll eat a little bit of meat, but I'm doing all the other superfoods and all the other nutrients from plants. And I don't try to have a low carb or a high fat diet or anything like that. I avoid toxic chemicals. I avoid aspartame and sucralose. I avoid, pesticides and herbicides in the food. This, I think, is the most important truth about diets. Find what works for you and then make it as clean as possible. And by clean, I mean not contaminated with pesticides and herbicides. I mean certified organic, or grow it yourself if you can. I grow a lot of my own lettuce. I grow different herbs. I grow, actually right now I'm growing okra, believe it or not, which is a southern favorite. So doing some okra, which is a tricky crop. You got to pick it at just the right time. I've grown some peppers, grown some tomatoes. Of course, I have my full aloe vera garden going all the time. And I'm growing some kumquats, which also do nice in Texas, and a few other things that are really, really nice. I've got some pear trees and so on. So, of course, I'm also wild harvesting, the wild dewberries, the Nopal cactus. Gosh, what else am I doing? Just lots of different wild foods on top of everything that I grow myself. The point is, you go for a clean food diet. And don't worry about whether your diet fits the definition of this or that, or if you're Mediterranean, if you're low carb, if you're sugar free, if you're vegan, or if you're not vegan, whatever. Don't worry. My point is, do what works for you. Experiment with all the different foods. Find out what works for you, but make it clean. The clean food diet is like the granddaddy of them all. It's the overlay that should be part of every diet that you pursue. Clean food is the answer. And clean food can include certain meat products, by the way, including wild game. It can include lots of different types of fats. I do a lot of avocados. I do chia seeds and flax seeds as well, more chia than flax. But clean food doesn't have to be a narrow diet. It can be a very diverse diet. In fact, I recommend that. I think your diet should be diverse. I think that people get into nutritional problems and deficiencies if they try to do too narrow of a food choice type of diet, like just raw food veganism. It's very limiting, and it causes problems in some people if they don't know how to get the other nutrients that they need, such as, of course, B12 or saturated animal fat that you need in certain quantities. So just don't make the mistake of being ultra narrow on your diet to the point where you are deficient in certain types of foods or certain nutrients. You need a wide range of different foods, but dairy should, I say avoid pasteurized and homogenized products completely. If you do dairy, do raw, fresh dairy. or if you do cheese, do raw cheese, and so on. You can still do dairy, but don't have it heavily processed. And you can do cereals, and you can do even breads, but don't have them heavily, heavily processed. You don't want white flour. You don't want white sugar, obviously. You just want real food, wholesome food that is clean, that is organic, that is locally grown if possible, that is diverse, and then go in the direction that works best for you, your lifestyle, your level of physical activity, your cognitive function, your moods, because yes, food affects your mood. So do what works for you. Just make it clean. That is my best advice after many, many years of looking at different diets and experimenting with them myself. By the way, if you want clean foods and superfoods, I've got my online store. Obviously, we don't sell fresh produce. You should grow that yourself. But for the things that we can sell that have a shelf life, we've got clean deodorant and laundry detergent and soap for the shower. And we've got superfoods, all laboratory tested, such as turmeric, you know. We've got turmeric extract, different types of products. Over 600 products in all at healthrangerstore.com. Healthrangerstore.com. It's all ultra clean. It's all laboratory tested, verified. It is the cleanest collection of nutritional products anywhere on the planet, anywhere on the internet, anywhere on any shelf in the world. We test everything that we sell. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.